Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
A crash on Kudana Freeway northbound at Anchortail Road in the spectacles. It's down to a single lane. Towies are on site for traffic. Busy. Back to Thomas Road. Mitchell Freeway southbound, also pretty busy. Ocean Reef Road to Whitford Ave, Reed Highway, Carron up to Hutton, then around Vincent Street. And a hot spot this morning, Roe Highway northbound near Nicholson Road in Langford. And that's the latest from Main Roads.
Thank you, Bernie.
Good on you, Burns. Now, I want to talk. I know this is not always a great thing to chat about over a breakfast sort of period of time where you might be sitting eating your toast.
Yesterday you talked about a woman falling into a toilet. It can't get much worse.
No. I want to talk about rats.
Rats.
Rodents, rats. You mm-hmm. dirty rat.
Because dirty rat.
We live in Perth, okay? We are here in Perth. Mm-hmm. Perth has a lot of water around,
yeah,
right? We have a lot of lakes. Noticed. We have our river. We have the ocean, obviously. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that's lovely. I love the fact that we have a lot of water around, and it's just wonderful. However, it does mean that we have issues with rats all over the suburbia.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's not just in the country. It's in the suburbia.
I've been warned about having rats at my house.
Yes.
We haven't had a single rat, but anyway, Karen.
Well, you might not have heard them yet.
Maybe.
They might be out there. Okay. The problem is, for us, we know that we've got them.
What's happening?
At the moment, we will quietly, you know, get into bed exhausted after we've been doing a whole lot of physical labour out the front because we were doing a whole lot of work. And we're so ready to just get a good night's sleep. And you lie down and it's quiet. It's quiet, it's peaceful. And then you start hearing this, you know, in the roof. Oh, don't, that's just freaking me out. I don't hear that. It's not that clear, but... Yeah. Like, honestly.
You go, Tim, can you stop it?
I'm not even kidding. I can hear their little feet padding.
Yeah, right. Just run around.
In
the
roof. In our bedroom roof. Because we've got, our house, we don't have a manhole that we can get into that part of our roof.
Oh.
Don't even ask. It's a long story.
How inclusive.
The building, the builders forgot. It was on the plan, but they forgot to put the manhole in. And we didn't realise until we went to use it years later and went, oh. How can we get into our roof? We
can't. Maybe the builder's in there. Maybe it's not a rat.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it's something else. But I can hear, I can actually hear them mm-hmm. creating a nest up there. Like I can almost visualize. I can visualize the woman just sitting there, like waiting as the man runs out, runs in with grass and stones and drops a couple and shuffles it all around and to make a nice little nest up in our roof. It's driving us crazy. This has been going on for 5 nights now.
Wow.
Now, because we don't have a manhole, my husband has to get the ladder.
Just bang on the roof. Keep it down.
Get the ladder. Take the exhaust fan cover off our shower.
Yeah.
And throw rats back up there. Because we can't get up there.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Well, when he did it last time, he put everything back on.
Yeah.
Walked out, and then the wind blew, and we could hear this.
Oh no!
And he hadn't thrown it far enough, and so the fan was hitting the packet. Like, take the ladder out of the garage, get back up there, move it around a bit. Anyway, it's driving us mad,
rats.
But we're expecting they're going to go soon. But I would guarantee you guys have got some rat experiences.
Oh, everyone's had a run-in with a rat.
Everybody. With rats.
Your rat experiences.
Yes.
You know? What's your rat experience? And the best part of all of this, give us a call, 93130985, and you can win a double pass for you and someone, or you and your rat, depends.
You've got a pet.
To win a double pass to a premiere screening of Father Stu, thanks to station sponsor Sony Pictures. Father Stu is an honest, funny, and uplifting drama. Sounds based on a true story, a boxer-turned-priest, Stuart Long's inspiring journey to redemption in cinemas May 12. Check classifications closer to the date, but you can go to the premiere.
You can.
It's got Marky Mark in it.
I know, Marky Wahlberg. There were
Funky
no rats
bunch.
in that cinema,
not.
But we want to hear your rat experiences. Give us a call.
Rats.
Oh, rat-a-tat-tat.
That's a good name.
Ratatouille.
You're on 98.5 with Kirstie and Dan for breakfast. Kirstie, we're talking about rats.
Yes, look, I know like, people either love them or they hate them. But
I think
we are,
rats are cute.
We do live in Perth and we do have a rat problem. It's just the way it is because of the water.
It's a matter of perspective, really. Is it a problem or is it free pets? You know?
Well, I was just sharing that we have a rat issue up in our bedroom roof that is driving us absolutely mad at the moment because they just won't go away and they just keep us up all night making their little home up there. And I just see the mum going, the woman going, oh, no, just put that, just move that around there. No, oh, no, yeah, just, it's like moving the couch.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're doing up there at night. Yeah.
Oh, those poor rats, they're just trying to make a home and here you are trying to kill them. The rental market's hard enough, you know.
Anyway,
we got a text from Rebecca. She says, when I was 10, I was 10 years old, we had some rats living in the palm tree eating fruit. And my dad made up some rat traps that consisted of big buckets, half filled with water, and a spring-loaded bit of wood. So that as they crawl... Oh, hang on.
On the bit of wood?
Yes, as the bit of wood, they get tipped into the water.
Oh.
And they're a bit of a...
There's a bit of steak suspended above the bucket fishing line.
Oh,
wow,
genius.
This is a massive.
Yeah, we caught 30 rats over the five traps my dad set up. My dad called the local council because he didn't know what to do with them. The ranger came, picked them up, and said that he'd been catching rats all day. He appreciates the efforts. I guarantee they relocated those rats to a safer place.
They absolutely didn't. All right, who have we got?
Oh, we got Jan on the line. Good morning, Jan.
Hello.
Okay, tell us.
Hi.
Tell us your experience with your rats.
Okay, we had the same problem with you. With like little feet in the attic, in the roof. It was horrible.
Yes.
So we called in the rat man, and he told us a story. Sure enough, there were stuff there, and they were nesting, and etc. It's horrible.
Yep.
But he told us that the rat can get through a space as small as your thumb because they take their body apart.
That is terrifying.
And then they will pull this. They'll put it back together when they're through the half the hole, and then they'll pull their body through the other half.
Oh.
And I went, no. And he said, no, he's seen it in slow motion. And I'm like, oh my goodness, how do we make a house with no thumb holes in it?
It's like a horror movie.
That's horrible.
That's terrible. Honestly, thanks for your call, Jan.
I firmly believe that we're looking at this from the wrong perspective.
Why?
I think rats are amazing.
They're a pretty incredible.
It's amazing.
It's just, they're just painful though because they eat stuff that you don't want them to eat. They get into things you don't want them to get into. Just a bit stubborn, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. But we've got Amalia on the line. Good morning, Amalia.
Morning.
Oh, Amalia, what's your rat story?
So we all went. My family and I went to Warra Station, like near a beach, and we decided to camp on the beach when the moon came out, the whole floor would be alive with rats, and everything, like the whole floor would just like move. And so we set up our tent, and then when we went to, I got scared because I saw I had some rats nearby, and so I jumped into my brother's swag and I told him, and then we decided to make a plan that when a rat came on top of our swag, we'd start punching the top, and then they'll get, like, knocked off, and then we'd just start yelling and screaming, and then we went to bed, and then my mum, she got nibbled on the finger in the morning to tell us, and... It must have gone into the swag. She just tried to stay really quiet, but she couldn't help and she screamed. And we all woke up and it started running. And then my dad caught it. And then we just had to like chuck it away.
Oh my goodness!
Got into the swag with
that
mum.
That is amazing, Amalia. Go camping, they said. It will be fun.
It'd be
they
so
said.
Fun.
Oh, look. Thank you.
Can I just share this one, Michelle from Baldivis? We used to have a rat in our room. We nicknamed him Nicker Muncher because it was always eating our underwear.
What? That's
Michelle.
That's hilarious.
Finally, we got so annoyed when we heard him. So we blocked all exits and tore the room apart to catch him. We got him under a towel and smacked it with a shoe. Ended its months-long ride.
That is wild. All right, we got time for one more. Janine. Good morning, Janine.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Good. Tell us.
I've got a rat in the roof at my house, but so I've ended up, I've got two cats now. But anyway, I was at Tony's the other day, square out in the wheat belt, and I'm sat at the dinner table, and I went, there's a mouse in the frying pan. So it's up on the stove and its little head's popped up. Fortunately for the mouse, it wasn't switched on at the time. Next morning it was in the trap. Like he's got about six or eight mouse traps in the pantry and on the floor in the kitchen. And we think it might have been that one.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, Janine. Or you could have capitalized on it. Yep. Free dinner. You know?
I tell you what, I'm starting to feel a little bit ridiculous with just my little rat.
Yeah.
In the roof.
Oh, they're in my roof. Oh no. Keep them coming,
right,
guys.
I'm coming.
93130-985. Just like the rats right now.
Oh, they've got my roof space at the moment.
Yeah, and you're in your head as well.
Oh, my goodness.
It's funny. On this ear, on the back of my ear.
You got nibbled by a rat.
No. So, like, I've got these, like, little bumps on, like, the, you know, like,
yeah,
the part
the
where,
edge
like,
of your ear.
Like the hangover of your ear.
Yep.
There's, like, these, like, four little, like, divots that my brother used to convince me were from rat bites.
Oh.
Yeah. But now it's a really good one when I tell people, I go, oh, yeah, I got these little bumps here. And I go, you know, I just feel that. And they got a feeling, I go, rah! Anyway, we've got Shelley on the line. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, so good, Shelley. Now, I've been absolutely giggling like nothing else this morning about everyone's rat stories. Yeah. What's happened for you?
I was on holiday in Malaysia and it was just around dusk. Going out to a restaurant somewhere, walked across the road and there was a cat in the, little street, cat in the road, so I stepped over it, and then I looked back at it. It wasn't a cat, it was a rat. It was that too, and it was so confident, obviously knew, I think I may have screamed, because it was fearless. It was huge enough to be fearless. Huge enough for me to think I just stepped over a cat.
And he looks at you and he goes, what's your problem?
Goes, g'day, darling. How are you?
He's That's like, what are you doing? Want to go for a drink?
Oh, wow. All right, Shelley. Well, Shelley, you are going to be taking these tickets home. Congratulations. You have won a double pass to the premiere screening of Father Stew, starring Mark Wahlberg. Thanks to Stan. Imagine when he saw a rat. Hey, it's a rat. look at that rat, man. Mark Wahlberg, thanks to station sponsor Sony Pictures. In cinemas, May 12. Check for classifications closer to the date. We're going to tell more of these tickets.
Yeah, keep them coming. 0429-985-985. What's your rat stories? Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.